you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of copays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
I'm Ramey Ellis from Snowbird, Michigan. We drove about 40 miles to get to Moore Motors in Carroll, and it's well worth the drive. They make it very easy here at Moore Motors. They're very personable people, and they took good care of us, and they explained to me that if we have any trouble in warranty work or service, if we need a car or something to drive or a vehicle to get around with while they're doing something, that's always available to them. They'll even come and get the vehicle. When we got to Moore Motors, we were kind of undecided on what we wanted, a Ford or a Dodge, and they had both machines ready, and we took the Ford for a ride, and that's the one we picked.
Did you know that Moore Motors has more Super Duty Ford and Heavy Duty Ram trucks in stock than any other dealer in the thumb? It's true. You really do get more at Moore Motors in Carroll. And this week, get any 2018 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You need to get more at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, we haven't been too sure this whole season, John, but I somehow have a 6-3 lead over you in the standings, and that means I get to go first down this ball game. I'm going to take Bad Axe by 11 points.
For the Hatchets, number 2, Spencer.
That's intriguing.
All right.
Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and take Bad Axe. By 10.
Oh, he's taking the under. All right, it's now time to meet our starting lineups for both squads. Like we said, Cass City is the away team tonight in Cass City. And number 1, that's junior Kendall Anthos getting the start. Landon Schenk, a junior. Number 3, Hayden Horn. Number 4, a junior. A senior, Luke Stern. Number 5, and a junior, Sandy Guthrell. Number 10, one of those players that seems like he's on varsity for a long, long time. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, number 2, senior Spencer Britt, who had a great game on Monday. Jack Clancy, just consistent all season long. He's a junior, gets the start at number 10. Jensen Emmerich, second year on varsity. Number 11 will start. Colby Meeks, a senior, had a big game on Monday, as did Cody Tulaski, who just 12 points. Junior, number 25. Bad Axe coached by Mark Krug, Cass City coached by Aaron Fernald, and it'll be an interesting one here tonight. Cass City in the maroon road uniforms, white and gray stripes down the side with the red hawk on the side. Bad Axe in their home white uniforms, gold stripes down the side, blue numbers with gold outline, hatchet across their chest, across their back, Bad Axe across their chest in blue. Three-man reffing crew tonight here in their second game as well. As tipping off for Cass City will be Sandon Cathrell, and Cody Tulaski will be tipping off for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Bad Axe going right to left across your radio, Cass City left to right. And the crowd is sticking around here so far tonight. Winner will go on to play USA in the final on Friday at 7 p.m. and the tip is won by the Bad Axe Hatchets. Jack Clancy feeds it down to Cody Tulaski against Cathrell, the right block. Now goes up to the high post, dribbles out to the top of the key. Directing traffic, Cody Tulaski, the junior. Over to the left wing, Colby Meeks, senior. Against number three, Landon Schenk. Down to the baseline, through the hands of Spencer Britt, and it's Cassidy Ball. First turnover for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
That was a rocket pass.
7:35 left in the first. No score. Cassidy and Bad Axe going head-to-head. Winner takes on the Patriots. Daunting task on Friday, regardless of the team. Hayden Horn into the corner, back up to the right wing to Stern. Stern goes down the right side of the lane. He is fouled. And Stern will go to the free throw line for two shots as he is fouled by Bad Axe. That's the first team foul. And goes against number, I do believe number 11, Jensen Emmerich. Yes, it is. That's his first, team's first. And, John, for the second straight game, I've broken my pencil right off the bat.
Is that a good omen?
I don't know. Luke Stern hits his first free throw, though.
So it's a good
omen. It's still
Luke.
Usable. 7:21 left in the first.
Luke is a senior.
And it misses the second one. Rebound brought in by Colby Meeks for Bad Axe. First rebound of the night. Jensen Emmerich in transition. Now to Cody Tulaski diving inside the lane and is stripped out of the hands by Landon Schenk. Here comes Cass City leading by 1 point. 7:05 left, and Bad Axe steals it away from Cass City. Jack Clancy inside the lane. He is fouled, and they're going to say no word yet if he is a shooting foul or on the floor. It will go against Cass City. Foul goes against number 5, Luke Stern. Jack Clancy at the free throw line shooting 2. Trying to get Bad Axe on the board here. It's 1 minute into the ballgame. Oh, and now officials are talking things over. Foul goes against number 4, not Luke Stern. Instead, it's Hayden Horn. So two shots coming up for Jack Clancy. 7 minutes left in the first. And the free throw is good, so we're tied at 1 apiece.
Student sections are getting into it.
It's good to see. Second free throw from Clancy. This one's no good. We're tied. Rebound brought in by Schenk for Cass City. Two defensive rebounds for the maroon in gray tonight. 1-1, 6:52 left in the first quarter. Hayden Horn goes down the left side of the lane. Turns around. Jump shot from the block is no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it will be Bad Axe ball. You know, John, we were here so early on Monday. We were able to watch some of Cass City's practice.
Yeah.
And it's good to see, interesting to see the dynamics of the team. Feel like we know them a little bit better now. Spencer Britt takes the long two from the top of the key. This one's off the mark, long. Rebound brought in by Hayden Horn for Cass City. The Redhawks in, I would say, in command so far. Sandy Cuthrell wide open for three, right wings. This one falls and gets the home gym bounce. Cuthrell puts Cass City out by 3 points, 4-1, and we have a timeout called, a 30-second timeout called by Mark Krug and the Hatchets, trailing by 3 points, 4-1 to Cass City, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Cass City leading by 3 points, 4-1. James Kirvin takes a three for Bad Axe, and it's a tie ball game. James Kirvin responds with a jealousy shot of his own, and he makes it count 4-4. 6 minutes left in the ball game.
James didn't even break a sweat before
in the first quarter.
Shot.
Excuse me. Hayden Horn down to the baseline. The jump shot's no good from the puppy, and it's no good. But we on the rebound, we have a Cass City foul. This will go against Landon Schenk. That's his first, team's second for Cass City.
You know, we've played, almost a minute and a half or so.
Yeah.
There is no flow to this game whatsoever.
No, not at all. Under 6 to play in the first quarter, 4-4. James Kirvin checked in just a moment ago for Bad Axe. Replaced Spencer Britt. Colby Meeks goes down the left side of the lane. He is fouled and one. Count the basket. One free throw upcoming. No,